This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado unemployment claims appear to have slowed after the beginning of the pandemic. Last week, more than 38,000 Coloradans filed for unemployment, but that is down more than 43% from the previous week. It's the second week in a row that the number of claims has fallen. Around 6.5% of all eligible Coloradans are now collecting unemployment benefits. A new report says Colorado's lack of child care has the potential to hamper the state's economic recovery. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, only 58% of young children who likely needed childcare could find it in the state's licensed childcare centers, family childcare homes, and preschools. Advocates say without childcare, the state's economy can't recover. Sarah Hughes with the Colorado Children's Campaign points to a study on Washington, D.C.'s pre-K program.
When universal preschool was available, labor force participation among mothers increased pretty significantly.
The annual Kids Count report also shows 97% of eligible children participated in the state's new full-day free kindergarten program last year. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A developer accused of rigging the contract bidding process on a Colorado Convention Center expansion project has signed a settlement with the state. The Denver Post reports Trammell Crow has agreed to a reduced fine of $250,000 because they cooperated with investigators. Around Denver today, it's highs close to 90 degrees, a little bit cooler tomorrow, and a chance for thunderstorms late Friday. This is CPR News.